for this year will be 5%, so a percent more. Oh, okay, so then on comparative terms, their 2026 is Yeah, well, obviously, when they get to the bargaining table, they'll say, well, look, you know, we're losing constables left, right, and center. Housery is $10,000 a year more in basic salary. So, you know, we at least want to be comparative, right? Like, within a lose either new constables or ones that are a very persuasive argument. Man, oh man, you're going to be making more money than your mom did. Well, there's and I don't disagree. As a matter of fact, the role of policing has become considerably more than 30 years ago. Individuals that, you know, can handle exactly what you just said. And so those types of individuals are starting to become far between it. So now you need to attract it is if you don't offer that kind of money, and the kind of people that you want are going to go elsewhere. And now you're going to end up getting not as good qualified candidates, which then magnifies and makes all those things you just did even worse, because you don't have the cream of the crop taking care of the stuff that we should. Now you have like more people off on mental health issues, and you have more people, officers to handle a certain case for them. It makes sense, but there's obviously going to be a tipping point too, where, you know, a certain society can only afford so much, right? But we can't pay an officer, a constable, $500,000 a year either. But there has to be that nice balance. Well, maybe down the road what will happen is, you know, a whole bunch of really high-quality people will want to. Like, man, we got way too many great candidates. And then all of a sudden, the wages stop going up. point, you know, it you know, I think what you're being or your profession is being asked, that, you know, there should be a better way to handle, like, you guys shouldn't be the catch-all and the be-all triage center out there. If there's violence, maybe they have guns and vests and, you know, that kind of stuff too. They don't also issue speeding tickets and deal with notification and next to kin and, you know, all that. And, you know, and there's a lot of other stuff going on outside of municipal police. Did you know that CBSA can't even patrol the border? They're CMP. So if you're at a point of entry, then it's CBSA. So 500 feet off of the CBSA property, that's fucking stupid, right? Like, you should, you know, CBSA, they carry guns. In their vehicles patrolling, you know, they have to, so there's a lot where, you know, I often talk about transit police, like, you know, they need to stay in their lane. They shouldn't be issuing. Oh, things. They should be on the guide. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, you got to look at allocations. Allocate those resources so you guys, you know, following the bouncing that way a little more control, right? Because I remember when my buddies first got in. Simpler back then. Yeah, and the fight's on. Yeah. Yeah. That, to me, that just seems that there's a lot of house clearing or cleaning that could be done. Talking to you about it, you know, I do know that there have been times where you guys didn't show up to, 911 call. Nobody answered, or, you know, the police, or sorry, the ambulance. You guys didn't go, right? You weren't dispatched. And then it turns out No, but what I'm saying is, in the past, you guys wouldn't go to that kind of thing. And then what happens is, it turns out the person died, and you guys get fucking blamed for it. You know, so now, the reaction is you got to go to anything and everything. I understand that logic as to why you guys brought there, but it also, some adult in the house has got to say, look, this is non-police issues. Or this is a transit issue. Yeah. that way, guys just stick to doing what. Until they do, and until the, you know, all this bullshit about, oh, every time something goes wrong, you guys are involved. And, you know, then because you guys didn't show up, you guys get blamed for it. I mean just policing in general, right? Like, how is it that it's the police's fault that you guys didn't respond kosher to the drug overdose call that you got to that day, and then the guy died? But that guy's been OD'ing for the last 4 years. How is it your fault? What? You have the uniform. You're an agency. Just nuts. But, you know, on the flip side, you kind of knew what you were getting into. It wasn't like you got tricked into signing up and taking on the job, right? So, what you're getting into, but so you can't, you know, on a personal basis, you can't let it. We go to all these different calls and we're not just. Yeah. It is what it is, kind of deal. So. But. You know, then you look at your bank account and you go, well, you know, maybe that was worth it, right? I remember specifically one time we were at the app. Got invited into. This makes up for all those shitty rainy nights that we spent out in the field freezing our asses off, right? And it's all the, you know, the large paychecks. That's because of, you know, that's the reward for all the bullshit calls that you had to go to or all that. You know, and, you know, then I only, the only thing I do is all they want to go to is the good calls. Got to take the bad with the good, right? There are definitely, I mean, the cops like that have been around. Well, and then there's that too. Yeah, they want to wear the uniform. That's where departments are. That's where it's more, like, it's more difficult than that. It's more complicated. I don't know what that fucking guy went through, right? He's not a lot against him. But, like, in Juliet's case, like, what's your moral?